choose the fairest of all.
My queen, you are the fairest where you are. But Snow White is more beautiful than you are.
What? Snow White is more beautiful than me?
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your chance. Don't waste it. Start from now. Let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Hello, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. How are you? Pretty well, right? Good. Now, we are back to the English audio program entitled Snow White. Once upon a time, there lived a queen. One day, while she was doing her needlework, she saw some beautiful snow falling. As a result, she pricked her finger on her needle. A drop of blood fell on the snow through her windowsill. As she looked at the blood, she said to herself,
"Oh, I wish I had a daughter, whose skin is as white as snow, lips as red as blood, and hair as black as ebony."
Soon after that, the queen gave birth to a baby girl whose skin is as white as snow, lips as red as blood, and hair as black as ebony. She named her princess Snow White. Sadly, the queen died after giving birth to Snow White. Later, the king remarried to a new beautiful queen. The new queen was so confident with her beauty. She had a magic mirror. She often asked that mirror, and the answer would always be that she was the most beautiful woman in the world.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of all?
And the mirror would say,
"You, my queen, are the fairest of all."
One day, when Snow White reached the age of 7, the official age for a girl to be categorized as a maiden, the new queen asked her mirror the same question again.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of all?
Unexpectedly, the mirror responded,
"My queen, you are the fairest where you are, but Snow White is more beautiful than you are."
What? Snow White is more beautiful than me? Oh no!
Driven by her jealousy, the queen ordered a huntsman to take Snow White into the woods to be killed.
"Please, don't kill me. Let me live. Let me run away from here. I promise I will never come back to the palace. Please, I beg you, don't kill me."
"Oh my god, I can't kill that girl. She is very innocent."
Finally, he decided not to kill Snow White. He let her go. Just then a young boar came running by. He killed it, cut out its lungs and liver, and took them back to the queen as the proof that he had killed Snow White. Snow White was now all alone in the jungle. She was so scared and began to run. Finally, just as the sun was about to set, she came to a little house. Snow White went inside the house and found everything to be so tiny but very neat and orderly. There was a little table with 7 little plates, 7 little spoons, 7 little knives and forks, 7 little mugs, and against the wall there were 7 little beds, all freshly made. Snow White was hungry and thirsty, so she ate a few vegetables and a little bread from each little plate, and from each little glass she drank a drop of wine. Since she was so tired, she wanted to lie down and go to sleep.
very sleepy. I want to sleep now.
When the night came, the seven dwarfs returned home from work. They lit their seven little candles and saw that someone had been in their house.
Oh, who has been sitting in my chair?
Hi, who has been eating from my plate?
Oh, who has been eating my bread?
My God, who has been eating my vegetables?
Who has been drinking from my mug?
Hi, who stepped on my bed?
Someone has been lying on my bed.
One of the dwarfs found Snow White lying on his bed, fast asleep. The seven dwarfs all ran and cried out with amazement. They fetched their seven candles and looked at Snow White.
Good heaven! Good heaven!
She's so beautiful!
They liked her very much. They let her sleep there on the bed. Finally, Snow White woke up.
Hi, who are you? Why did you sleep on my bed?
Forgive me, please. I'm homeless. My stepmother wanted to kill me. That's why I ran into the woods. And finally, found your cottage.
The dwarfs pitied her and said,
Well, Snow White, if you keep the house for us, cook and shoe and make beds, wash and knit, and keep everything clean and orderly, then you can stay here, and you'll have everything that you want. We spend the days digging for gold in the mine. You will be alone then. Watch out for the queen. And do not let anyone in.
Oh, thank you, my friends. I promise to do anything as you want.
Since then, Snow White lived together with the seven dwarfs. They lived happily in the forest. Meanwhile, in the palace, the queen thought that she was again the most beautiful woman in the land. The next morning, she stepped before the mirror and she asked her mirror again.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all?
And the mirror answered,
You, my queen, are fair. It is true. But little Snow White, beyond the seven mountains, is 1,000 times fairer than you.
It startled the queen to hear this, and she realized that she had been deceived by the huntsman. Immediately, she began to set a plan to kill Snow White. She would have no peace until the mirror once again said that she was the most beautiful woman in the land. At last, she thought of something.
If so, I must go to the forest, disguise myself as a note peddler, and kill Snow White. Hello? Anybody home? Open up. Open up, please. I'm the note peddler with good wares for sale.
Snow White peered out the window.
What do you have? Buddy's laces, my dear. Hold one up. It was braided from yellow, red, and blue silk. Would you like this one?
Oh, yes, please.
Snow White thought,
I can let the old lady come in. It seems that she's a good woman.
She unbolted the door and bargained for the Buddy's laces.
You are not laced up properly, my dear. Come here. I'll fix it for you.
Snow White stood before her, and the old lady took hold of the laces and put them so tightly that Snow White could not breathe.
Help! Help! Now you must die, Snow White!
Nightfall soon came, and the seven dwarfs returned home. They were horrified to find their dear Snow White lying on the ground fainted. They lifted her up and found out that she was laced up too tightly. They cut the body's laces so that she could breathe and got her consciousness.
Snow White, what happened?
Oh, it must have been the queen who tried to kill you.
Maybe. She disguised herself as an old woman, and I didn't realize it at all.
Take care and be alert. Do not let anyone in again, okay?
I won't. Thank you.
In the palace, the queen was very happy. She thought that Snow White had died. Again, she asked her mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who in this land is the fairest of all?
You, my queen, are fair. It is true, but little Snow White with the seven dwarfs is 1,000 times fairer than you.
What?
She was angry because it meant that Snow White was still alive. Then, for the whole day and night, she planned how she might catch her. She made a poison comb, disguised herself differently, and went out again. When she arrived at Snow White's house, she knocked at the door.
Excuse me? Anybody home?
I'm not allowed to let anyone in.
Then, the disguised new queen pulled out the comb. When Snow White saw how it glistened and noted that the woman was a complete stranger, she opened the door and bought the comb from her.
Come, let me comb your hair.
Oh, thank you.
The new queen who disguised herself as an old woman had barely stuck the comb into Snow White's hair.
Oh, help! Help!
Here you are. This will keep you lying there forever.
Finally, Snow White fell down and died. The dwarfs came home just in time. They saw what had happened. They pulled the poison comb from the hair of Snow White. She was back alive again and opened her eyes. She promised the dwarfs that she would not to let anyone in again. In the palace, the queen laughed happily. Then again, she stepped before her mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who in this land is the fairest of all?
You, my queen, are fair. It is true. But little Snow White with the seven dwarfs is 1,000 times fairer than you.
When the queen heard this, her body was shaking and her voice was trembling full of anger.
Snow White must die, otherwise she'll ruin my life.
Then she went into her most secret room. No one was to enter this room. She made a very strong poison and put it inside an apple. At a glance, the apple was red and beautiful. Anyone who saw it would want it. Then she disguised herself as a peasant woman, went to the dwarf's house and knocked at the door. Snow White peeped out and said,
I'm not allowed to let anyone in. The dwarfs have forbidden it most severely.
If you don't want to, I can't force you. I'm selling these apples and I'll give you one to taste.
No, I can't accept anything. The dwarfs don't want me to.
If you are afraid, then I'll cut the apple in two and please eat half of it. Here, you eat the half with a beautiful red cheek.
Now the apple had been so artfully made that only the red half was poisoned. When Snow White saw that the peasant woman was eating the half of the apple, her desire for it grew strong. She finally let the woman hand her the other half through the window. She took a bite, and before she swallowed that little bite, she fell to the ground, dead. The queen was very happy. Arriving at the palace, she asked her mirror again.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all?
You, my queen, are the fairest of all.
Now I'll have some peace, because here I am. I'm the most beautiful woman in the land. There's no other competitor. Snow White will remain dead.
In the evening, the dwarfs returned home from the mines. Snow White was lying on the floor. She was dead. When the dwarfs found her, they could not revive her. They loosened her laces and looked at her hair for something poisonous, but nothing helped. They could not make her alive. So they laid her on a bier, and all the 7 dwarfs sat next to her coffin and cried.
Snow White, why did it happen to you?
A few years later, Snow White was still in the coffin without any changes. Her skin was still as white as snow. Her lips were also as red as blood. And if she had been able to open her eyes, they still would have been as black as ebony wood. She lay there as if she were asleep. One day, a young prince came to the dwarf's house and wanted shelter for the night. When he came into their parlor and saw Snow White lying there in a glass coffin, illuminated so beautifully by 7 little candles.
Wow! How beautiful the lady is! Who is she?
She is Snow White, sir. She was the daughter of a king.
Oh! What an unlucky lady!
Then the prince asked the dwarves to sell him the coffin with the dead Snow White, but they would not do this for any amount of gold.
Excuse me, would you mind if I buy this coffin with the dead Snow White?
Yes, of course, sir. I'll never sell it to anyone.
Please, I'll change it with an amount of gold or anything you want.
Sorry, we can't do it.
Please, once again, I beg you. Let me have it. Give her to me, please. I promise. I'll keep her and honor her as my most cherished thing on earth.
Then the dwarfs took pity on him and gave him the coffin.
Well, I believe you'll keep your promise. Take her to the castle.
But don't break your promise.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I swear I won't break my promise.
The prince had it carried to his castle and had it placed in a room where he sat by it the whole day, never taking his eyes off it. Whenever he had to go out and was unable to see Snow White, he would be very sad.
Oh, my dear, how pity you are. If only there were a miracle that could make you alive, I would marry you. And we would live happily, dear.
The prince then kissed Snow White many times. And something astonishing happened. Snow White came back to life.
Oh my God! Is it a dream? Are you really Snow White? Are you...
Yes, I'm Snow White. It's not a dream. I'm really alive again. Thank you.
Oh, Snow White, my sweetheart. How happy I am. Will you marry me?
Sure, I will. You saved my life.
With my pleasure. I'll be happy to spend the rest of my life beside you.
Then the prince asked his father's permission to marry Snow White. Their wedding was set for the next day, and Snow White's godless mother was invited as well. The vain queen believed that Snow White was dead. That morning, she stepped before the mirror and said,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all?"
"You, my queen, are fair, it is true, but the young queen-to-be is 1,000 times fairer than you."
The answer made her speechless. Still, her jealousy drove her to go to the wedding to see the young queen. She didn't know this new queen was her stepdaughter. Her heart filled with deepest dread when she found out the truth. She recognized that the young queen was indeed Snow White. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.